just start by telling me how things are going on the Navajo Nation right now with the spread of the coronavirus disease?
This is actually really scary because it's people we know that are getting sick. It's families we know. It's especially when you have people calling you, coughing, trying to breathe, and they're begging you, can you make a phone call? Okay, I'm sitting in the emergency room, but they're not seeing me. I don't have all the symptoms. And they're clearly listening to them. They're trying to breathe. And even on the other side of the phone, it's really hard to listen to that. It really plays with you mentally if you're not mentally strong. But I have to dig deep into our Navajo teachings. We're drinking a lot of sage. We are drinking a lot of other herbal medicines that grandma and grandpa are making for us. Lately, I think a lot of our people don't do those practices. We've gotten accustomed to just the conveniences of food, grocery stores. So this has really opened our eyes. Like now we're really talking about true sustainability, like farming. But as far as the this pandemic on the nation, it's a reality call. I hope that a lot of our Navajo people or just people in general wake up.
I'm wondering how you're putting out messages about the coronavirus disease in the Diné, in the Navajo language.
Great question. I was just on the radio and I really talked about the main components, which are, you know, social distancing, staying home, you know, just quarantining. My three communities of Denahutso, Chochimito, Kayenta, and Kayenta Township, we have been having meetings Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and with the community health representatives. So they're the boots on the ground that know exactly where every family lives. Navajo is very descriptive language, so we have to describe it. So those are the challenges, but we're all learning a lot also.
How did you translate COVID-19 into Diné?
They're calling it the Kosuntsa Nast Aids Ata. It means the big coughing sickness. And Nast Aids Ata is 19. And now I think that's, everyone's pretty much familiar with that. And that's COVID-19. And we explain, you know, it goes to your lungs. It can go and you'll have shortness of breath. You know, have a tight chest. You can't smell, you can't taste, you know, the flu-like symptoms. So you have to explain that to them.
Those have got to be very difficult conversations to have, especially with your elders who are very vulnerable to this disease.
It's so funny how the roles have switched. Now we, as a younger generation, are telling our parents and grandparents, no, stay home. Don't go. We're like, literally, there's people calling me. And they're like, Nate, can you, since you're an elected council delegate, can you call my parents? They won't listen to us children. Then there's also Navajo taboo where people say, you don't put too much of your energy into it. You shun it, you keep it out of your home. So that's like, these are conversations that some of them are pretty hard to have. And like with our elders, in Navajo, sometimes some of them say, if you call it, you're gonna invite it. You're telling it to come here to me. And that's something that we want to be respectful also. We want to be culturally sensitive in how we relay this message.
Nathaniel Brown, thank you so much for speaking with me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.